From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Yeah. Hey gang, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Insomnia Radio San Francisco, and my name is Scott, your host. The band that you just heard was called You Said Saturday with their song Orbit, and to lead off the show was also You Said Saturday and their song Seaside. Today I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm doing a quadruple double. Yes, I want to one-up my friends at Insomnia Radio Baltimore and Orlando. Sorry guys. They had done some shows a while back, and they billed them as triple doubles, where they played three bands and two songs each. Today I have four bands with two songs each. So as my good buddy Nigel Tufnell says, it's one louder, or something like that. You Said Saturday, great band. You can find them at YouSaidSaturday.com or MySpace.com/YouSaidSaturday. They've got a self-titled album that is for sale on CD Baby and also at iTunes. And I really suggest you get it. Great, great stuff. They have a couple of shows that they wanted me to plug for them. Coming up on August 26th, they'll be playing at the Rickshaw Stop. And on August 27th at the Bottom of the Hill, both in San Francisco. So I highly recommend you check them out if you get a chance. All right, coming up next, we have the Boneless Children Foundation. Love the name of the band, by the way. And this band is... how do I describe them? Quirky at best. Great, great music. But they remind me a little bit of, especially this first song, a cross between The Violent Femmes, They Might Be Giants, and Pavement around their Wowie Zowie album back from 95, I believe, is when that one was released. But really, really good stuff. Take a listen. This first song is called People Care About Their Cars. Listen to the lyrics. Really funny. If you live in and around San Francisco or, hell, even California, you can relate to the anger that people feel when driving, when parking, and so forth. And after that will be a song called Will Never Come True. And on the other side, I will tell you a little bit more about the band. But enjoy them here on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
I love when people care about the... I love it when people yell at me, cause they care about the cause, but people they don't know. If you don't know me, you might as well yell at me, cause you're not too, if you don't know me. I don't know you, so I might as well hit you with a car or a bike or whatever I can get. It makes me mad when people care about the cause more than they care about people they don't know. If I don't know you, I might as well hit you. cars are very close to your car. Sorry that I parked my car, so got them close to your car. Much more than their family. You might not be mad if I'm mean to that guy. If I'm nice to him, I don't understand why.
Like the quirky stuff. That was Boneless Children Foundation with Will Never Come True. And before that, you heard People Care About Their Cars. Just really good stuff. These guys have additional tracks that you can download on their MySpace site. Go to myspace.com/boneless children. And they have a website at bonelesschildren.com. They have a couple of shows coming up. On September 28th, they'll be playing at the Rocket Room in San Francisco. And on October 5th, they'll be at the Starry Plow in Berkeley. So go to their site, check them out, make them a friend, send them a message, tell them you heard them here on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Do whatever you can to support this and other bands from the San Francisco Bay Area. All right, moving right along, we're going to have a song, two songs from a band called Pets in Trees. Now, I played them a while back, and I can't recall what episode it was. The episode number was still in the single digits, I know that. But coming up, really, really cool songs, What Do You Know and Changed by this band. And as long as we're comparing bands, like I compared the last one to Pavement and They Might Be Giants and Violent Femmes, which I hope that you heard the same references that I did, because that's what really struck me when I heard those songs. Pets in Trees, at least on this first one, especially What Do You Know, is very reminiscent of Sebado and their Bake Sale album. Not to say that they're totally copying, but if they were at all influenced by Sebado, it shows. But they They, you know, they have a sound all their own, and it's just really great. So, again, on the other side of the two songs, I'll tell you a little bit more about Pets and Trees, but enjoy.
I need a hammer to fix my problems, 'cause I'm breaking everything I touch. The plans laid out, the room for doubt, carnage, bones and such. A waste of my time, waste of everyone's. You can say you don't need anyone to give you what you need. Hold what's true near to your heart, pretend that you don't bleed. It's a waste of my time, waste of everyone's. How do you do without? How can you not figure out? How does it feel? What have you been here? What do you know? Days collapse in sequence, how can silence be so long? Play it like it's right as rain, so someone sings along. It's a waste of my time, waste of everyone's. How do you do without? How can you not figure out? How does it feel? How long have you been here? What do you know?
Insomnia Radio,
San Francisco.
Tell you, comfort me, I'm gonna show you what to do. It's not gonna change you. Come to me, eyes full of rules and consequence. I'm gonna take you far from here. It's not gonna change you. Hand upon your wrist like a father now. Something should never feel this good. Should never feel this good. Destiny, I wanna tell you, comfort me. I'm gonna show you. It's not gonna change you. Come to me, eyes full of rules and consequence. I'm gonna take you far from here. It's not gonna change you. Hands upon your wrist like a father never could. Afraid that something should never feel. You should never feel this good.
From downtown San Francisco, that was Pets in Trees with Changed. And before that, you heard What Do You Know? And I apparently know nothing because I... Oh, man, this is what happens when you're just itching to record a show and don't do due diligence in terms of checking out websites and so forth. Their MySpace page at myspace.com/petsintrees lists a bunch of influences. And yes, Sebadoh is one of the influences, as well as Pavement, Elliott Smith, Velvet Underground, Weezer, Spoon, The Beatles. All good stuff. Oh, The Who, Radiohead. Yeah, good stuff. And their MySpace page also indicates that Pets in Trees, the name of the band, is actually rearranging the letters in Pine Street. Now, Pine Street is a main street downtown San Francisco, and they just rearranged the letters because that's where their first songs were written, and I think that's a really cool idea. You can check them out. Coming up, they will be playing in Chico, California, August 26th at Off Limits. And again, they you can find them on MySpace and at petsintrees.com.
Don't forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site,
sf.insomniaradio.net.
All right, at this point in the show, I'd like to do a little housekeeping. Couple things for you. Got some news about some things going on at the Indie Music Project and in the Insomnia Radio family of shows. But first, I'd like to do yet another talkback segment. And this one is really, really cool. So check it out. You may remember from the last episode, episode 16, that I played a band called Bloomsday and their song Ramona Part 2. Well, I heard from Chris Hansen from the band, and this is what he had to say. "Scott, I just wanted to thank you for playing Ramona Part 2 on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. It really means a lot to us that you enjoyed the song enough to put it on your show. It's a big boost for a band that's just getting its legs in terms of demos and tangible products. Aside from the obvious, that is, telling all our friends to download your podcast and listen to it regularly, what can we do to help to get the word out and keep your operation going strong? Even if we never make it back into the rotation, we have a lot of respect for what you're doing and the cause in general. Keep up the good work. Thanks again, Scott, for the exposure. Again, we admire what you're doing for the local music scene, and we wish you all the best." Thanks, Chris. That was a great email, and we posted that to the Indie Music Project. There was some good feedback for the boys in Baltimore, and Jason decided that it would be great to have a section where listeners or bands, fans, people that like the show, when they write in, if the email sends a really great message about what we're doing at the Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, then it deserves to be shown. And you can see this letter in its entirety up there as well at indiemusicproject.com. And so in a few back and forth exchanges with Chris, they have subsequently invited me to be a part of the making of their next album, which is phenomenal. And by that, I mean they just would like, you know, to run some ideas by me, what I think, what I think of the indie music scene in general, and in particular as it relates to San Francisco. So I'm looking forward to perhaps spending a little time with them in the future. And you can definitely expect to hear Bloomsday in future episodes of Insomnia Radio. And who knows, maybe I'll be able to do some extended interviews. Maybe they can throw me some demos. Maybe I can we can chronicle the making of this next album, which would be really, 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 really cool. All right, so thank you, Chris, for that for the lovely exchange of emails. And next up on the docket is the Insomnia Coffee Club. If you are regular listeners of Insomnia Radio, then you will know that Jason is putting together a new club, kind of like a wine club or a beer of the month club. But this is a coffee club whereby every month you'll get, if you sign up, you'll get a pound of coffee fresh roasted from an independent roaster, as well as a compilation CD of indie music. So what could be better, huh? fresh coffee from an independent roaster, and indie music all together. I think it's a great idea. There's a banner on my site that you can click on, sf.insomniaradio.net, that will take you to a place where you can learn more information and set yourself up if you are so inclined. I know that I plan to do so in the very near future and am very much looking forward to the some tasting out some new coffees and tasting some new great indie music as well. All right, that's enough talking for this segment. Coming up next, it's a band that I've played before back, I think, in episode 10 or 11. I can't exactly recall. Of course, I could check out my own show notes and verify, but I don't. The band's name is Picket Line. They're a Sacramento-based band. And if you are, if you are regular listeners of the original Insomnia Radio, Jason described in detail their mobile stage. This is the band that drives around in a huge trailer, I guess for lack of a better word, that is fully loaded and ready to go. Drive up to a spot, roll down the door, push out the amps, light show, everything is right there. So these kids have a lot of energy and really, really good stuff. Their album is called Chapter End, and it is really fantastic. I listened to it in its entirety when they first sent it to me a couple of months ago and really liked it then, but just went back to it recently and thought, wow, this is some undiscovered stuff. Jason, in fact, played the exact song that I played. It was, I think we released our shows the same week, and I don't think he had listened to my show at that point, but we both picked Dancin' as a song to play. But I've got two different songs from Picket Line for you. The first is Arizona, and the next is Midair Narcolepsy. I'll tell you a little bit more about the band and wrap things up on the other side.
Must be too hard for you.
Welcome back to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. That was Mid-Air Narcolepsy from the band called Picket Line. And before that was their lead-off track to their excellent album Chapter End. The track's name is Arizona. And you can check them out at myspace.com/picketline or picketlinemusic.com. Now, they don't have any shows scheduled right now because they're in search of a singer. Yeah, that fantastic voice that you heard singing and screaming is going to be replaced at some point. And so I wish the band much luck. Please do check in. Let us know when you're back up and running and when your musical stage on wheels is going to be revving up to a city, town, or frat party near you. Okay, guys, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening in. Thanks for subscribing. And you can check out the show notes, sf.insomniaradio.com. .net. I appreciate any and all comments. You can leave comments directly on the site about the show or anything you really want. Check out the indiemusicproject.com and any of the other regional shows, which you can find the links for at insomniaradio.net. And before I completely close it out, I want to introduce my listeners to a fantastic podcast that I recently discovered. Maybe just even in the past week. I don't remember exactly when, but it's been very recently. TheFiller.com. That's THEPHILLER.com. The guy's name is Philip, goes by Phil with two L's. And I swear this is my musical twin that I never knew, because the music that this guy plays is absolutely top notch. The way he produces his shows is top notch. And you definitely have to check this guy out. I'm going to leave a link on my site where you can go directly to the podcast. But just really, really great stuff. He's played some songs that that I was already familiar with and bands that I was familiar with, but a ton that I wasn't and absolutely love. I immediately went to some of the band's websites and bought some albums and downloaded some music that they had available. And just super stuff. And on his site as well, he's got a ton of music reviews, both of albums and of shows and so forth. And he doesn't do them all himself. I don't think that any one person could compile such a wide array of reviews as he displays on his site. He's got a lot of contributors and friends that write music reviews. So do check it out. I know that Jason is hoping to get him involved in the music indie music project in some way, to where he could also provide some reviews. So, yeah, thefiller.com. Check it out, sf.insomniaradio.net. And before I bore you to tears, I'm just going to sign out of here. So thanks again for listening this week. I'll be back next week with a brand new show. And take care, everyone.
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. www.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.